Yes. We are down to...
I have a request.
Public comment, if there's anybody.
Oh, this is Nancy. Really? Yes, Secretary. Could the Secretary please read the votes? Because I am not hearing everybody's votes.
This is taking a lot of time.
Madam Chair,
well, last time, Casanave's voice was not heard at all until we asked.
Several of your friends didn't vote. Okay, here we go.
No vote.
Richard,
did you
I can't understand
vote?
What you're saying.
Please stop talking while you've asked for questions to be responded to.
Adriana, do you want to vote on this? No, see, she didn't want to vote.
I said no. Do you change my point of order?
You want to vote no. You want to vote no? We don't need a dialogue. We just need it no. Okay,
you
we got it.
You don't need to hear you too.
Okay, we got it. No. All right, Crozier voted yes. Foley voted yes. Hoyt voted yes. James voted yes. Clark did not vote. Lewis voted yes. Martinez did not vote. Miller did not vote. Moreno abstained. Patel Adams did not vote. Rawline voted yes. Shafto did not vote. Uzel voted yes. Washington voted no. Weinman voted yes. Weisler voted yes. And Nancy voted no. So it's
Miller's
10 to 10-2. Just a minute. Let me do this. It's 10-3 in favor of approving the minutes.
Can we move on now?
I didn't hear that.
To the election.
You think what?
To the election. The election.
Okay. Where are we here? Yes, okay. We are now naming people to the National Board Committee election. We are electing people to the National Board Committees.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
I have, for the PNB committees, the audit committees, how should we do this? So people who want to be on that and will vote on each committee as we go?
Chair,
yes.
Adriana? Yes. They obviously, the PNB members we don't need because that is being done at the PNB level. What we need to do is elect people to the committees, the rest of the people, not the PNB members. But my question is, how will we vote?
How can we vote?
We cannot vote on the... No. It's an FTV. If it's more than two people. What do you mean?
I'm not understanding. How can we vote? You put up people's names and people vote for them or don't.
Yes, Madam Chair, but if you know the bylaw, you know that all the elections, when it's more than two people, need to be STV. An STV cannot be on the phone. How you do STV on the phone?
I'm sorry, I'm just not understanding what you're saying. This is what I understood we are to do.
Please can somebody explain what I'm saying to the chair because she has difficulties understanding me. Anybody that knows the bylaws and explain to the chair what STV election is?
Oh, STV.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes.
Can hear Adriana, and she's saying that it's not possible to vote SPV vote for PNB committees via phone. What she's trying to convey is that we would have to write ballots. I would just kindly suggest that we put off voting for members to be members of the PNB committees until we find out if there's actually going to be a PNB.
That's a valid point, particularly where we couldn't do it tonight, and we don't even know when we will be able to do it, because this kind of meeting can't happen in person for a while yet. Is there a second to that motion?
I second that, Rita Washington.
Okay.
Hey, Deanna, may I say something, Madam Chair?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
But my question, normally that makes sense, but the only other option is in some committees, if we have, the problem will be if it's more than two people. But, you know, I mean, if the committees have just two people, that will be fine. We can left the election maybe for later on if it's more than two people. I don't know how people want
to do it. Could we take nominations and see how many people want to be on these committees? And for the committees where there are only two people volunteering, we'll assign them to those committees?
Yes.
Does that sound like something we should do?
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a preliminary run through and see what we've got in the way of names. If we don't have more than two names for each thing, then we can conclude that we have reached a decision on that particular committee.
We have to deal with that motion that was just made.
Amen. Yep, we do.
About the motion. That was a point of order, I thought. I didn't think it was a motion. Would you restate the motion?
This is Sandra, and it was a suggestion, but I will make it into a motion. The motion is that we postpone anything regarding PMB committees until we find out if there's actually going to be a PMB.
Send it to the stack.
I'll second that, thank you.
What is going on?
It's been moved and seconded. Excuse me. It's been moved and seconded that we postpone this until we find out what the results of the election are. There was somebody
Linda
who wanted to
speak.
Linda, go ahead.
I think we should proceed with voting, or at least proceed with seeing how many candidates we have for each of the committees, because like you said, Deb, this could go on for three or four more months. And so we're going to be in the same circumstance, you know, 2 months from now or a month from now as we are today, except for whether or not there's a LSD in exist. So,
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Richard, go ahead.
If no more than two people are interested in any given committee, we can just add them. There doesn't need to be an election. But I think Adriana is right about the ones that are contested, if there are three or more, that we need to have an STV vote, and we'll have to postpone those. But
yeah,
we could fill the ones that we could fill.
That was my suggestion. So let's do that. Who wants to be on the audit committee?
Alan. Alan would like to be on the audit committee.
Okay.
Adriana.
Anybody else? Adriana.
I was going to nominate Adriana. This is Susie.
Are there any others? Hearing
what committee?
The audit committee.
Audit.
Hearing none. Let's leave it at that for now and move on to the investigating sexism and racism.
Excuse me.
Who would like to be on that?
Excuse me.
Lisa Collins.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Deb.
I couldn't hear.
This is Susie. The name of the committee is Committee of Inclusion. It's in the bylaws. And we should elect three members to that committee, and the PMB will have a PMB member and three LSV members, and those four people can later on decide for more people. That is what the bylaw says. And it's in
you're talking about the local.
COI.
That's the local one. That's the local one. This is the
national. No, sir. A COI and report to the PMB. I was in that committee, and we have the only report that the
foundation Alan for the
had
stack.
In 2018.
Alan for the stack.
I heard you. Go ahead, Teresa.
I think that Adriana Casanave is correct. It should read Committee of Inclusion. And when I did pass out a letter, I passed out a sign-up sheet, and there were people that said they were interested in serving on the Committee of Inclusion. I don't have it in front of me, but we can take names again.
Yes, could we take those names again, though? Who
Richard
would like to serve?
Stack.
Go ahead, Richard.
Adriana?
You're mixing up national ones. I got a list of the national committee. From the national, and this was given to me as the national committee. The COI is a local committee, and I don't know what y'all do with that. I don't know if you send it to the PNB or where, but this was on the list of the national committees. If y'all don't want to deal with it right now, it's fine with me.
Whoever's not speaking needs to mute.
Well, can we put this? I'm sorry. Was somebody talking? Somebody
I was talking earlier. Hello? Hello?
Yes.
This is Susan.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Susan.
I was trying to speak earlier when we were asking for volunteers for the audit committee, and no one heard me. I just wanted to know to make sure that y'all have my voice, that it's working.
Yes.
I can hear you now.
Okay.
I didn't hear
okay.
you before.
I didn't understand what happened with the audit committee. Did we have
we
two
just
people?
Had, yes, we just had two people, so we don't need an election.
And so who were they? Because that's the other
Teresa and Adriana.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, back to the COI, or the Committee to Investigate Sexism
yes,
and Racism.
I want to remind Richard that it's Article 8. Section 4 is Committees of Inclusion. It's a totally separate committee from the other committees. And so very clearly, that three members need to be elected from the LSP. And the Committee of Inclusion report to the LSP and to the PMB. It's Article 8, Other Committees of the Board of Directors, Section 4, Committees of Inclusion. Thank you.
I don't get your point. Are you saying that there is no committee to investigate sexism and racism on the national level?
Alan for
no.
the stack?
No.
Well, what is it you're saying?
Alan for the stack.
I heard you, Teresa. Let me finish with what Ms. Casanova was saying.
Yes, Madam Chair. The Article 8, Section 1, enumerate the committees of the board. And you can see here what are the committees of the board, the one that they are asking for. And you have the national and the local, right? You have the standing committees,
yes.
And you have committee
yes.
of inclusion, too. That's why the standing committees are Article 8, Section 3, mention specifically which one they are. And you have it here. You have coordinating committee. You have
I'm sorry. I can't understand what you're saying. There's noise in the background.
Who's making that noise? To ask Richard or whoever has the mic open. These enumerated, the standing committees are enumerated in Article 8, Section 3. And the first one is coordinating committee. The second one is governance committee. The third one is finance committee. Then you have a B is an audit committee. Those are the standing committees.
I'm sorry, the sound is so bad that I do not understand your meaning.
Alan for the stack.
The person whose phone number is 9988.
Go ahead, Teresa. Let me hear from you first, and maybe you can clarify what you want. There's too much noise on the phone. If you haven't been called on, please don't talk. Teresa.
Yes, if you're not speaking, mute. Go ahead, Bill.
I just muted the the person whose phone number ended in 9988, because that's where the noise was coming from. If you'll mute your phone, I will unmute you. I'll try that now.
So my point, okay, back to me. This is Teresa. I agree with Adriana Casanave. We did not finish the Committee of Inclusion. I don't know whether the Committee to Investigate Racism and Sexism is active, but I do know we do need to fill the Committee of Inclusion. So can we please move forward with the Committee of Inclusion?
And who would like to be on that committee?
Adriana. I believe it was Rita and Adriana and maybe Venetia Patel Adams.
Venetia, was that something you wanted to do?
How many people can be on the committee? I don't want there to be a vote, so if I'm like the extra
okay,
one,
well,
you can take me off.
Okay, there's only two can be on it without a vote.
It's three.
Okay, then you can just take me off.
It's three,
okay.
Madam Chair.
Oh, it's three?
Oh, three?
Oh,
so I'm the third?
I only have two here.
I have three.
Okay, then I'll be on there.
Rita,
and that's your local.
Venetia.
Venetia? And who else? Adriana, was that one you wanted to be on?
Rita Washington, Adriana Casnade, and Venetia Patel Adams. And then
Rita Washington is the convener.
Okay, Rita.
Doesn't matter, sir. That's for the local. That's for the local committee, Richard, that I'm supposed to be the convener. We're talking about the national committees at this point.
Okay.
Oh, but
well,
I
have three people down for that committee. If there are three openings, then we need to have no election. It'll be Rita,
yes.
Adriana, and Venetia. Okay?
Point
of personal privilege.
I'm sorry, what?
Point of personal privilege.
Information, Nancy.
Go ahead.
Isn't there supposed to be at least one PMB director in COI?
Yes.
I don't know that. I really don't know that.
Yes.
Need to be a PMB member. We need the Committee of Inclusion require three LSV members and a one PMB member.
Correct.
Where are you seeing that? That was never part of the bylaws as far as I knew.
Section 4 of Inclusion and said that the three members and one PMB director need to be selected by the LSP. Article 8, Section 4.
There are, hold on, let me just clarify something, and I'm willing to be corrected. I may not be up to date on this, but there are seven committees that we're electing people to. And four PNB members. So in addition to being members of the LSB and a member of the PNB, they have to participate in at least two committees. Is that it?
That are the local committees, Madam Chair.
Yeah, that's local. Well, there's still committees that they have to participate in. That's asking a lot.
Yes, but those are the local committees. We are talking about the national committees now. And like I said, the Committee of Inclusion, the LSP vote, three members, we have the three members, but the LSP need to select one PMB member that are the four original members of the Committee of Inclusion. What we need to do now is ask some of the PMB members who wants to be part of the COI, and then we are done with the COI and with the body.
Is there anybody who's willing to serve on that committee who's on the PNB?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes.
May I be recognized?
Yes.
Again, since we do not know who is going to be on the PNB, we really can't address that at this time. So
well,
I would say.
Blind, isn't it? I mean,
I would say except the three people that have volunteered as LSB members to be on this committee, and then once we find out if there is a PMB, then a PMB member can be selected or voted on at that time. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Is there any objection to following that rule? That seems quite reasonable in the solution to the problem. Thank you. Can we move on to development?
I have a point of personal privilege. This is Takah Adams.
Go ahead.
I think it's really telling that in a city like Houston that's very diverse, all the people that want to be on the Committee of Inclusion are people of color. I think that's very telling about this board that we're on. Thank you.
Can we move on to development now? Who would like to be on the development committee?
Is that Alan for the stack? Alan for the stack?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Teresa.
I have two things. Number one, in regard to Venetia Patel Adams' statement, I would be happy to serve on the Committee of Inclusion. In fact, I think you can take more than three people. I did not want you to feel that I was squeezing out someone that was a person of color. So I don't quite appreciate or understand your statement. I would be happy to serve on development.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Another person for development?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I would be willing to serve on the development committee.
Thank you, Sandra. Okay, that one's filled in.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, may I say something?
You need to ask for other people.
And, is there anybody else? I had trouble getting two. Is there anybody else who would like to speak beyond development?
Yes, I don't want to put my name, but I want to make some explanation to what was said. I agree that maybe PNB members, we need to wait for them. But normally, when we elect members of the LSB, obviously the people that are already PNB members cannot be in this committee selected by the LSB, because that will be an election that if we have a new PNB, the PNB will vote. Who will vote? Who directors will go to those committees? What I'm trying to say is now we are selecting people that are not PNB members. Okay? That is the idea. Then the PNB will do whatever they need to do. But if you are a PNB member, you shouldn't be putting your name here.
Alan for the stack.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I do not believe that the development committee is in the bylaws. I have a feel because when we did the original bylaws, I don't recall having a development committee there. Now, unless there's something that's official, I would imagine it would be something like the affiliates, where if you want to serve, then you can serve, and we certainly should not prevent anyone that has good ideas about raising money for this foundation from serving. So unless there's some rule against it, you know, get on board. Locally, the local development committee or the national committee, if you have ideas about fundraising, state now, and we can start having meetings and you know, maybe raise some money for the foundation as well as K50.
Good, Teresa. Thank you. Can we move on then? And with the understanding that any committee is open to anybody who wants to come in and input, not to criticize, critique, and harass, but to work on the committee, all committees that I've ever heard of are more than open to having constructive work done.
Richard to the stack.
Moving on to elections.
Susie to the stack.
Richard, you want to say something?
On the national committees, the input from the local folks is limited to two people. That's why we're having an election if we have more than two. It's not everybody come in and, you know, bring a picnic lunch. It's two people. And if we have more than two people that want to do development, then we have an election.
Fine. We have two people on signed up. Can we move on to election?
Madam Chair, Madam Chair, was absolutely
Susie on the stack.
I'm sorry. Let me start again. I heard Adriana. Who else wants to be on the stack?
Susie.
Susan. Okay.
Susie.
Yes, I got you, Susie. Okay.
Ted
go ahead, Adriana, first.
Ted Weisgall would like to be on the stack.
I got you. Go ahead, Susie. I mean, Adriana. Adriana, go ahead on elections.
Yes, Madam Chair, what Teresa Allen said is absolutely true. The only standing committees are the ones that we have in the bylaws, and development is not one of them. Task forces, on the other hand, like development, archives, all of that, they are task forces, and everybody can be on that committee if they want it, if they are an LSB member. What we need to elect is the two members that go to the standing committees. The committee, for example, election is true. It's not original in the bylaws, but election is one of the committees that the PNB opens. But development is not one of the committees. We can say that it's a task force, it's a working group, like I say, like archives or what's the other one, Teresa, you just said, the affiliates. The task forces, all of us can go. If you wish to go, you can do it. We need to elect the only two members of the LSB for the standing committees. And
okay,
I think that
thank
the
you.
Last one that we are having is probably elections. I don't know if we have anything
I'm trying
else.
To move to that now. Thank you. Elections. Are there any nominations or volunteers for elections?
I mean, I had a question.
What's your question?
Could you please indicate whether we're voting for a local or for the PNB?
No, these are the committees for the PNB.
Okay, that's what I thought. I wasn't completely sure.
Anybody can make them a member.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. For Chair, elections, are there nominations?
Alan for the staff.
I nominate Nancy.
Nancy? Who's doing the nominating?
Yes. Adriana is nominating Nancy Saibara Naditomi as the member.
Okay. Anybody else?
Alan for
the
staff.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Yes. I'm thinking maybe you maybe expressed it wrong to Susie Moreno. We select the local people to serve on these national committees. The national board selects the national members that serve on these committees. Okay, except I think for development, because that is not a standing committee, as Adriana Casanave mentioned. So I hope that is further explanation for Susie. These are national committees, so we select our local LSB people that will serve on them, and the national board selects their people. I would like to nominate Bill Crozier to the elections committee.
Will you accept, Bill?
If nobody else wants to do it, I'd be glad to let somebody else have a chance.
Wait a minute. You're too eager to step aside. Wait a minute. Okay, so we have Nancy Saibara and Naratomi and Bill Crozier for the elections committee. Are there any other nominations or anybody else wants to sign on to that committee?
Deb, this is Ted. I thought I was on the stack. I have something to say.
I'm sorry, Ted. I got as far as Susie and I did not call on you. Go ahead. It's your turn. Speak up.
Okay. I am looking at Article 8, Section 3, Standing Committees. There are four. A coordinating committee, which is limited to people on the national board. That's A. B, a governance committee. C, a finance committee. D, an audit committee. And then under Article 8, Section 4, as Adriana previously stated, the Committee of Inclusion. I am looking at the bylaws. I do not see a National Election Committee. I am looking at tonight's agenda. Item 4 says 2020 Pacifica Nation Board committee elections without any specificity as to what those committees are, which is probably one of the reasons we're wasting all this time, but there is no National Election Committee that I see in page 27 of 45 of Pacifica bylaws or page 28.
I'm in a meeting right now.
What is your point, that we shouldn't appoint anybody or allow anybody to take on responsibility for that?
There is no National Election Committee in the pages that I'm looking at. I'm willing to be corrected, but I don't see any National Election Committee that we should be voting on tonight.
Okay, well, what we're doing right now, Ted, is if it were a contended election and we had to, you know, had to go through some procedures, that's fine. But this was put forward as a committee, and two people have volunteered to serve on it. And if there is no committee nationally, then they won't have very much to do.
Chair?
Can we move on to government?
Staff?
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, that is true, what Ted said. But custom of the history of Pacifica is to have an elections committee. Our last chair was Bill Crozier, and we have not met since 2016. But that is true. It's not really mandated, but it's been done. It's a funny thing. So I think we should, this is a year we do not have an election, I think, but we're not sure yet. But this is a time we can make reform, and we should nominate two people.
I agree with you, and I don't think there's any harm in choosing two people or two people volunteering if there's nothing to be served. I mean, we're not talking about paid salary here. We're talking about people volunteering to do work, at which the elections committee may do or may not have to do.
I'd like to nominate another person. Yeah, I'd like to nominate a person for the elections committee.
Who's that? What name would you like to add?
Bob Gardner.
Well, right now his membership to the board is very much in question. I will put him down, but I'm going to hold this in abeyance. We're not going to vote on it right now because there is that issue of whether that committee even should exist. So let us put it aside and move on, please. I'll put his name down as nominated by you, and we can move on.
I have another nomination. This is the Elections Committee, right?
Yes. Go ahead.
I nominate Dwayne Lark.
Oh.
Okay.
We cannot nominate. We cannot nominate PMB.
We cannot. We cannot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The PMB will elect who goes to represent the PMB in those committees.
Okay, I nominate Susie Moreno.
Okay.
For what? For the elections?
Yes, ma'am.
We're still talking about elections, right?
She accepts, yes.
Okay. So now we have four names. Do you want to have, should we have an election and narrow that down to two?
No, you can't. We cannot.
We cannot what?
Lyndon for the stack.
We talked at the beginning. It's
Lyndon for the stack.
Election. We cannot elect in the call. We cannot need to be by ballot.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand. You cannot what?
Can anybody please explain to the chair what I just said?
Yes, Lyndon to the stack.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
It's the same ranked voting method. I don't know what you'll call it, ST something.
STD.
Okay, so
right.
We can't do it because of that. And plus, this is cool. We're not even sure it exists. So let's please just move on, take the four names, and we'll do it later. Maybe we can do it by mail if they have to.
Yes, can we do that? Can we do that? Move it on down the road. If we are still in existence, if it comes to that, then at that point we can have the proper election.
Chair.
Yes. Okay. Moving on to governance. Who would like to be on the governance committee?
I nominate Ted Weisel.
I accept.
Ted, okay.
Ted.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra.
Yes, Sandra.
I would be willing to serve on the governance committee.
Oh, good for you. Thank you.
Madam Sandra.
There's a PMB.
Okay.
Sandra is the PMB director if she becomes on the, I think the PMB still exists.
Yes.
And we're electing LSBs for those two LSB positions on these committees. So Sandra will be elected by the PMB if she wants to get on the governance committee.
Maybe.
Maybe. But,
okay.
We cannot elect the PMB directors for our these
PMB
committees.
We get it.
Okay.
I'm fine with that. If I don't get elected, I'm fine with that too. Okay.
Okay. So
no, I didn't. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh Lord.
Maybe I wasn't clear.
Could we? Do we have to nominate another person? Do we need to take Sandra off and put on another person?
Yes. Nancy, do you accept?
Nancy, I accept. I'd love to do governance.
Nancy? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, can we move on to programming now? Who would like to be on the programming committee?
Excuse me.
Oh, not all at once, please.
May I be on the stack?
I'll
Who?
Volunteer for the programming committee. Deb, it's Sandy.
Who's that?
Kleinman.
Sandy,
oh, good.
Kleinman. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Sandy.
Deb,
yes?
This is Sandra.
Yes, Sandra.
Please. I would volunteer for programming if I'm allowed.
Okay.
Point of order or clarification.
Yes, go
Sandra,
ahead.
Sandra, aren't you elected to the PNB?
Well, technically, I think there was a vote. But
yes, what I'm saying is you cannot serve, if you're on the PNB, you can't serve on any things they're voting for tonight. So you and I sit this out.
Okay. All right. I'm sitting out. Thank you.
Okay. Somebody who's not on the PNB would be willing to serve on the programming committee.
I nominate again Nancy because she's the one that listens to every program.
I'm sorry, you're nominating who?
Nancy.
Oh, who are you nominating one more time? Please,
I'm
one person.
Not,
oh my God. One person at a time, please.
I'm nominating Nancy because she is the one that listens to all the programming of KPFB without exception.
So you're nominating Nancy? Is that what you
yes.
said? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Nancy accepts, and Nancy doesn't hear it 24/7. Does not.
Okay. We got two names. We're good. Technology. Somebody
it's
needs to be on technology.
Madam Chair, technology was paused, and it's not, since a long time ago, it's not a committee, and it's not even functioning as a task force. But if it's a task force, we don't need to elect two people. In a task force, everybody that wants to be there could be there. If the PMB put the task force for the technology, everybody that wants to be there could be there. We don't need to elect the members. Task forces
I appreciate that, but I would like to have two people to volunteer, let's say, at this point, because that's one of the things that tends to fall through the floor cracks. So if we
Alan,
would have just
Alan for the
two
stack.
Names, thank you.
Alan for
just
the stack.
If we, yes, I heard you. If we would have two people to volunteer, that would help, and it does not require or anything else. There are no requirements for it. Teresa, go ahead.
If Wendy Schrell were here to say yes or no, I would maybe suggest her. But I also, someone that comes to mind is Patrick Hoyt. Perhaps he would like to serve.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's a good idea. Okay. And who else? We need one more.
Ask him if he is willing.
Is he willing? I'm willing to draft him if he's not willing. Is Patrick on the call? Is Patrick on the call?
Yes, I'm willing to be on the technology committee, I guess.
Bill, I can do it.
That's actually the proper response for the technology committee. Okay. Is there somebody else that can feel so that they could handle the job?
Bill.
I nominate Bill Crozier.
Yeah, Bill
Crozier. Bill? Bill, can we annoy you into accepting?
Three times. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So that looks like...
No, we need the...
Oh, no, it isn't. We have to do the affiliates and the archives.
Yes,
archives are not active. Oh, my God, that's scary.
Hold on, Bill, it's for the staff.
Madam Chair, those are task forces, and we need to collect all the names of people that want to be those task forces.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
We can elect
four or five. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm
doing. Madam Chair, may I have the floor? Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yes.
This is Paula Miller. Are you going to do the orientation committee?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
The Affiliates Task Force. Who would like to be on the Affiliates Task Force? Teresa? All of a sudden, there's dead silence.
Well, I'm sorry.
Adriana.
Teresa here. Alan for the stack.
Yes, go ahead.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
This is Sandra again.
Yes, Sandra.
Okay, so Teresa.
Sandra,
okay,
you're willing to
ahead,
do the task
Teresa.
Force?
Affiliates
Teresa.
Task Force.
Uh-huh.
I've served there before, and I would be happy to do it again, but I think that Lyndon said that I don't need to participate in this right now. Is that correct?
I do not know. He's saying that because you're on the PNB?
I believe that's what I understood, but yes, I would, you know, I would ask if the PNB is elected, or however that plays out, I would ask the fellow PNB members to put me on the Affiliates Task Force. So that's just my thought. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you for volunteering. Yes. Somebody else in the task force, please.
Do you have one for the staff?
Teresa, go ahead.
No, Madam Chair, I have the full powers, Madam Chair.
Who is that?
Rita Washington. I didn't get a chance to ask
Rita Washington. Yes, go ahead, Rita.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. Do you have to choose, put your name on the task force committee tonight?
Do I have to do it tonight?
Yes.
No, we don't. No, we don't have to do it tonight, but these things have to be,
no,
we have to be paying attention to them, yes.
I'm just trying to find out if, say, for instance, you wanted to join a task force later on, is that possible? I guess that's my question.
Yes, I think you can always join a task force. Yes,
okay, thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, may I suggest something?
Just a minute, please. Teresa has the floor. I'll put you on next.
I'm one of the people that started the affiliate task force. I have visited many, many affiliates. I would love to serve on the affiliate task force. And, yes, I welcome any other participation if you would like to support affiliates.
Okay, good. Adriana, thank you.
And Bill?
Adriana?
Yes, I want to put my name there, too, but I think that because of what Rita asked, I think that what we can do, because that doesn't have a limit, I think that all the people that want to participate in affiliates
or the Pacifica Radio Archive, they can send an email to all of us saying we want to be in that task force, and that would be all. Then we are not, you know,
I believe
that is my
thank you, Adriana. I believe that's true of many of the committees, that people who are later interested or become interested can join a task force. But right now we want to get down a baseline of people who have made that commitment. So I have
Adriana.
Teresa and Sandra and Bill.
Sandra cannot be, but Adriana.
Bill for the stack.
Why cannot she be on the task force?
Because she can be in the task force, but if he's a PMB, Lyndon already explained that. The PMB member, the elected one, if we will have committees, it's because we will have PMB. And the PMB, we send a list to the PMB, and they will ask who wants to participate in all these committees and task forces. But that is up to the PMB. Is the PMB elected? If we have a PMB, obviously Sandra will be in the PMB. That's what I'm trying to say. Then we don't. I understand that she wants to participate, but that is part of the PMB part. That's what I'm trying to say. That's it.
Okay. Is there another nomination for the Affiliates Task Force?
Bill, I've been trying to recognize at least four times. Can you hear me?
Well, now I can.
Okay. About the task forces, yeah, anybody can be on them. Whether you're on the PNB or LSB, you don't have to be elected by the LSB. You don't have to be elected by the BNB. So that includes development and technology and affiliates and archives. So,
yeah.
And I don't know what the deadline's going to be. I haven't heard any deadline set. So it is true you can join it later, but, you know, so be thinking about it. Probably sometime over the next month.
I mean, that's obviously accurate, but what I was trying to do with this is to get commitments to do this. I do not want to go and find out that we are involved as a group and that we have nobody volunteering and nobody responsible for anything.
No, I just was pointing out that Sandra, for example, it's okay for her to sign up for affiliates and development now.
Okay.
And any of the other guys can do that too. And somebody needs to mute because I hear an echo.
We're getting echoes and echoes of echoes. Thank you. Okay, thank you. And I would like one more person for the affiliates. We have Teresa, Bill, and Sandra. I'm sorry.
This is Susie. I nominate Roberto Willis.
Who? I'm sorry, I didn't get you. Roberto?
Egberto.
Egberto. Oh,
okay. Sorry.
No, that's my fault, too. I didn't pick it up right away either. Okay. I have four for the affiliates.
Me, too, Adriana.
And your name, too? Okay. Good. Now, the archives. It is not presently active, but it would be wonderful if somebody could light a fire or get things going. The archives for Pacifica are, in my estimation, incalculable value. We have archive records of going way back of all kinds of famous people making all kinds of speeches, and it would be wonderful if somebody wanted to take that on. Not all at once, please.
I volunteer myself and Teresa Allen, that she was too before involved in this task force. Thank you.
I'm sorry, yourself and Teresa? I didn't get what you were saying.
Volunteer Teresa, too. I put my name, but I volunteer Teresa because she was always part of the archive.
Okay. Teresa's going to be
very
busy.
I don't have enough to do.
Yeah, right. I hope you're planning on getting a full-time job as well.
Teresa will accept the nomination. I really do appreciate this.
Can I nominate myself?
Well, yes, absolutely.
I'm in the local 50 website archives. I'm interested in archives
what
in general.
This is Lyndon.
Hello, this is Patrick.
I'm sorry, what?
This is Patrick.
Patrick.
Oh, Patrick. Oh, excellent, Patrick. Yes, huh. Wonderful. Perfect. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good place for you, too. Yes. I like the music, but probably not in the middle of a meeting. Anybody else for the archives?
I nominate Manisha.
Oh, wonderful.
No.
Are you accepting, Venetia?
Sure. How many people can be on there?
I think it's not limited, but
not limited.
Yeah.
Okay. I nominate you also, Deb.
Okay.
Do you accept?
Yep. Yep. I think it's very important. I really do. Okay. I think that's all. I think we're out of elections of people and groups willing to participate. And I want to thank you all. This has been
Deb to the stack.
Yes, go ahead, Ted.
I'm about to raise a question that I don't think has ever been raised in the last 20 years of doing this, or 19 years, whatever it is. And that is, who is going to report this information, these delegates or these committee members, to whom, and how are we going to find out when each of these committees or task forces is going to meet?
I think that what we need to do, what I need to do, and I will work with the secretary in getting this done, is that we need to report these to the PNB with telephone numbers, and the people in charge of the committees at the PNB level can contact the members who have volunteered their time with meeting dates and times.
Deb, this is Sandra.
Yes? Go ahead.
I would add email address along with phone numbers. If there is a PNB next week or 6 weeks from now or whenever, that we can all be contacted.
We can all be notified. Yes, excellent suggestion. Mm-hmm. So what I will be doing, I believe I have everybody's phone number. I will be calling you, or you can email me at debshafter@gmail.com. With your addresses, your email addresses, and I will include that with the information I send to the PNB.
A chair.
Sounds good. Thank you,
Adriana.
Yes.
Okay. What I said is the procedure is the secretary said. The Secretary of Power LSP sent to the Secretary of the PNB the nominees for every committee, the one that we already approved, the members of every committee with the phone number and the email address. And to the Secretary of the PNB. And once the PNB meet, they select the conveners. And then the conveners receive all that information. They communicate with the phone number and email address that was sent to the PNB secretary.
Yes, and I will take care of that. Thank you. Is there anything else on that?
Orders of the day?
Yes. We are back to, let's see.
The general manager's report.
Yes. Yes. I'm just finding my place on this. Yes? Go ahead.
Oh,